These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Do you find that whenever your partner starts being sexual, you immediately start worrying about your jiggling thighs or flabby tummy? Do you hide your body in clothes and always turn out the light to avoid his really seeing your body? Do you find yourself maneuvering your partner into certain sexual positions because you think you look thinner that way? Disliking parts or all of your body can really interfere with your ability to enjoy sexual pleasure with your partner. So today, I'm answering a question from a woman about her body concerns and its effect on her sex life. Being visually and tactily aroused by your partner's body is a big part of sexual pleasure. Another part of arousal is imagining what it's like to be your partner, being physically with you. Fantasizing about how exciting it is for him to physically be with you is very normal, and actually, it's a key ingredient in pleasurable sex. In fact, actually, many studies have looked at how important it is, particularly for women, to feel desired. If, however, you are unhappy and self-conscious about your body, then imagining him looking at and touching you will be a turnoff and it will feel humiliating. Unfortunately, women are surrounded by social media and television images of female bodies that are really not consistent with reality. Most men find voluptuous curves and something to hold on to be very sexy. But most women think that having your ribs show, having a tiny behind, and non-naturally high big breasts to be the model of sexiness. This inconsistency between cover models who've been surgically enhanced and airbrushed, and women who don't have an eating disorder, have born children, and simply aren't 18 anymore, is fertile ground for self-criticism of their body. Many women dislike something about themselves, their bottom, their breasts, their stomach, or legs. In fact, some women don't like their genitals. They are unaware that genitals come in different sizes and shapes and think theirs is different and unattractive. Besides the fact that it is difficult to feel free and passionate when you're thinking about how unattractive a part of you looks, it is also not much of a turn-on for your partner. Typically, men do not find it sexy to hear, "Oh my God, my butt is so flabby," or "Are my breasts too droopy?" Nor is it a turn-on if you don't believe any of the compliments they give you. The issue of body image affects many women. It especially affects women who've required some sort of surgery on their body, such as a hysterectomy or breast surgery for cancer. Having a lumpectomy or mastectomy for some women really devastates their body image, and they may require therapy to deal with this issue, in addition to the struggle of dealing with illness. So with that, let's turn to my listener's question and ask, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I have always really enjoyed sex with my husband. We have 2 children, 4 and 6. And while it's exhausting and harder to find time to be romantic, I still enjoy sex. But in the past year or two, I've put on some weight. And I'm not as happy with my body as I used to be. My husband still clearly wants to have sex, and he is not saying anything about my weight or my body. In fact, he seems as into me physically as ever. But I can't tell if he's just not saying anything to not make me feel bad, or really doesn't care because I feel unhappy when I catch a glimpse of my belly, which isn't flat at all, or my bottom, which is cellulite, or my thighs, which are bigger. But maybe he doesn't care. Actually, when I look at myself, I feel self-conscious. Not something I used to feel when having sex. And it's putting a real damper on my ability to feel sexy in the moment, to feel passionate and excited. It makes me feel like covering up and is robbing me of feeling a lot of the pleasure I used to have. I am trying to be healthy. I'm watching my diet. I'm exercising. But honestly, it's not changing that much. And I fear this is what I'm stuck with. And mostly what's bothering me is how it's impacting me, how I see myself when I'm naked and in bed with my husband. Place I used to love being. What can I do to get my mojo back? How can I not let this ruin my sex life? How can I help with Dr. Gail Saltz? We'll be back after this short break. Women's bodies almost never stay the same as they age, and especially after childbearing. These changes are a natural and normal and expectable change that merely signify you're not 20-something and that you've had children, which in actuality is a beautiful milestone that you and your partner share. And these changes likely signify that to him. Just because you have fallen prey to comparing your body to its 10 to 15 years earlier self doesn't mean that he has. While he does not go through the changes associated with childbearing, his body is changing too. And both of you can, and hopefully do, see the changes as part of the natural process of aging together and the positive aspect of maintaining and growing your intimacy together. At this point, you are assigning him the thoughts and feelings you are having about your body to him, something that is called projection, and then being hurt by the feelings that you have projected onto him. He, meanwhile, is continuing to enjoy having sex with you, making it unlikely these thoughts are coming from him. But, importantly, they are coming from you. And in struggling with comparing yourself to younger you, or perhaps even unrealistic versions of what you have been talked into believing is optimally sexy by social media or TV images of women's bodies, you have created an artificial and unrealistic measuring stick. This isn't fair to you, or actually to him. Feeling desirable is a key ingredient in arousal, especially for women. And so it is important for you to recoup ways to feel that you are sexy and desirable. In a perfect world, you would realign your idealized view of what you should look like to be sexy with a more normal view of women as they age and stay sexy. Looking at images of women your age, post-childbearing, that are not airbrushed or done by celebrities, but just normal women. Photos of normal women on the beach, online, for example, might help give you a more realistic view of the variety of bodies out there and their naturalness, which is sexy. Spend some time fantasizing about what type of fun wear might make you feel even sexier, but that you haven't tried. Some special panty or a lacy bra. The point is not to cover up, but to dress up in a way that you personally feel is fun and sexy, that you like. What parts of your body do you like right now? Everyone has parts that they like better at the moment than others. Spend some time with your body, alone, getting reacquainted with your curves, and having some positive dialogue with yourself about what you like, and forming some sexual images in your mind about those particular elements of your body. Store them in your mind, in your memory, and use them when you are in bed with your partner, conjuring up those images. Also, get in touch with your best sexual fantasies in general. Use of sexual fantasy is very helpful in cutting down on the amount of self-observation that one is doing in bed. Self-observation in this case is taking you outside of the act, outside of your arousal and of your pleasure. So turning your mind towards sexual fantasies of any sort, as long as they appeal to you, can redirect your attention to what you're thinking and feeling, as opposed to what you are observing and having negative thoughts about. Listen to and look at your partner's arousal. Look at his face. Look at his body. These are signs that he is into your body. And seeing yourself through his eyes can help you to see how desirable you really are. You might speak to him of your recent insecurities and ask him to help you with being more verbal about his attraction to you. Something that often enough wanes as couples are together for eons, and they take for granted this part of their sex life. But telling him that it would help you lets him understand that this would be good for both of you in the long run if he would simply say how and where he finds you sexy. His verbalizing your sexiness can really turn up the heat and change your perception, which right now is no doubt overly harsh and critical. Other things that can be helpful and allow you to appreciate your body more is to switch up what you're doing in bed for two reasons. One is that new positions and acts may look more sexy to you than old ones, and that newness, by definition, ratchets up the excitement and arousal level, which can help you override negative self-observation. In all likelihood, this will be more than fine with him too. I hope this was helpful. It's important to realize how much poor self-image could be getting in your way in bed, and doing something to change that is important. Here are generally some suggestions to get you going. First, stop comparing. Comparing your body to women in magazines, in movies, in videos is, to be honest, completely ridiculous. It is a masochistic setup for failure. Instead, start recognizing that this constant comparison makes you feel insecure and is subsequently less attractive to him. Stop looking. Next, body image is perception. The way you see your body is in your mind. Most women see themselves as heavier than they actually are in reality. Start thinking about what you do like about your body. Have positive self-talk with yourself about your body image. Then look at your body. If you've been thinking your body is unattractive for quite a while, then chances are you haven't even been looking at it yourself. You have some perception of your parts that is likely not accurate. It's time to take a look. Get in front of a mirror and see how curvy and sexy your body is. Also, take a mirror and look between your legs. Many women have no idea what their genital looks like and just have some negative version in their mind. It's very empowering to see how intricate and beautiful the female genitalia actually is. List three things you do like. Concentrate on things you do like about your body. Write them down and think about how sexy those parts of your body are and how lucky he is to to get to see them during sex. And lastly, be viewed. Take a shower with him. Leave the lights on one time. Try a little striptease. You will see that seeing you is a fabulous turn on for him. And give him a chance to show you how much he loves your body and yourself a chance to love it too. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.